ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
विद्या बहन जी को बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद, कल निमंत्रण दिया, आज
थैंक्स टू विद्या बहन जी दैट शी गिव मी ओम शांति। I thank Vidya Benji. She gave me invitation yesterday and today I am here in front of you all.
Baba ke naino ke noore ratan khas tapasya ke liye.
All Baba's jewels has come to meet Baba.
Kin shabdon mein aapka swagat kare?
In which words should I welcome you all?
Kin shabdon mein?
What word should I use to welcome you all?
कैसे लग रहा सभी को यहाँ?
How do you all feel here? Do you all feel good?
क्योंकि थोड़े भाई बहन हैं। जब पूरी जोन को छुट्टी मिलती है, कितने भी आए तो रौनक होती है।
When everyone from the zone comes, it's very wonderful to see. But here only little brothers and sisters are here. Minimum 10 to 12,000 people come. I remember last year 12,000 people came from indoor zone. This time,
कितने हैं?
How many of you all here?
200. 300. 300. तो बड़ा lucky number है तीन तो.
3 is a very lucky number.
जब हम सभी कदम रखते हैं,
when we step into the godly service path, I feel that everyone
महसूस करता है,
will feel
कि
दुनिया
में भिन्न भिन्न प्रकार की सेवाएं तो होती हैं।
There are different kinds of service in the world. The one who does social service, they does a lot for the people who are poor. They open schools for children. They open hospitals for the sick. After all this, you can see Brahma Baba being an instrument,
Paramita Paramatma Shiv ki,
Supreme Father, Shri Supreme Matya Soul Shiva, based on the Srimad given by him, Brahma Baba,
adhyatmik sevaon ke liye laga diya.
Dedicated everything to the spiritual service. If you look at the initial history of Brahma Baba, it's totally different from that of the world. In the world, there are different people, great saints and holy men. They build their own ashrams. Nowadays you can find even after constructing ashram, they open new schools, hospitals, colleges. They do a lot of service, especially in South India.
लेकिन
बट
आप सब जानते हैं
यू ऑल नो दैट
कि शिव बाबा का अवतरण किस समय हुआ.
शिव बाबा इनकार्नेटेड
जब
इन विच टाइम
अवतरण हुआ तब
व्हेन शिव बाबा इनकार्नेटेड इन दिस वर्ल्ड
एक दूसरी लहर चल रही थी.
इन भारत और इंडिया देयर वाज अ डिफरेंट सीन. During that period, everyone were behind the freedom fight. It was during Mahatma Gandhi's period. During the time, many famous men and philosophers were there. And great men who did social service was also there. Social reformers were there. Apart from Gandhiji, Rabindranath Tagore was there. Subhash Chandra Bose ji's part was also there during the time. And many warriors and martyrs dedicated their life for the country.
जब इतना सब कुछ हो रहा था तो उस समय
when whole lot of things were happening in outside
1936 की बात है.
It was during 1936
शिवरात्रि का टाइम था.
During the शिवरात्रि
और साकार बाबा उस समय अपने परिवार के साथ
Sakar Baba, along with his family members. The group was not large, but just the family members, his wife and his daughter-in-law. During that time, he had 12 gurus. Brahma Baba had 12 gurus. Lalji Maharaj.
उनका उस समय रहने का समय था. ये शिवरात्रि के दिनों की बात है.
During those days, Lalji Maharaj had to stay in Mumbai in 1936 during Shivratri.
उनके सत्संग के
during that period, while the satsang was going on,
दिव्य साक्षात्कार होने
शिव बाबा Brahma Baba start getting the visions of Shiv Baba.
Lalji Maharaj ko ja ke
and Brahma Baba went and said, Lalji Maharaj,
anukripa se mere mujhe is tarah ke anubhav ho rahe hain.
That because of your blessing, I am feeling or I am getting such visions.
Apni आध्यात्मिकता की अनुभवों में बहुत गहराइयों में जाने वाले
प्रेमा बाबा वुड गो इन डेप्थ इन टू स्पिरिचुअलिटी एंड द गुरुज वेर ऑल्सो ट्रूथफुल ड्यूरिंग दैट टाइम. द गुरु जी सेड दैट इट इज नॉट माय ब्लेसिंग इट्स गॉड्स ब्लेसिंग. आई डिड नॉट डू एनीथिंग.
महाशिवरात्रि का उस समय
It was during Mahashivratri.
February 1936 की बात.
During February 1936.
और उसके बाद फिर जब वहाँ का वो प्रोग्राम पूरा हुआ.
When the program was over.
जानते हैं कि बाबा कैसे.
Everyone knows how Baba would.
उनको साक्षात्कार बहुत होते रहते थे.
After that, he started getting visions one after another.
बाबा की जैसे उनको थोड़ी-थोड़ी आवाज भी जैसे कानों में आती रहे.
He also started hearing voices of Shiv Baba little by little. And Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba started hearing voices of Shiv Baba little by little. Then Brahma Baba went to Banaras and started doing tapasya. And while in Banaras, he started getting many more visions. The lot of pictures that's in Gyan that you see nowadays, these pictures Baba would see in vision. And Baba used to stay alone in that bungalow. He was staying in his friend's bungalow, and with red pencil, he would draw pictures on the wall of Srishti Chakra and his vision. And everyone knows that during the time, Baba,
Shiv Baba ka ek prakar se aadesh kahein ki ye jo nayi
Shiv Baba gave the direction that the vision that you got about the new world, you have to create this new world, and you are responsible for this. I am making you an instrument for this. In that period in India, lot of freedom fight struggle and Swaraj struggles were also happening. During that period, Shiv Baba made Brahma Baba instrument. First, he gave the vision to Brahma Baba, and then he gave the instruction that the visions of the golden age that you saw in the vision,
Dev Lok Kaho ya Satyu ki sthapna ka karya karne ke nimit banna hai.
You will have to be an instrument to create this deity kingdom or the golden age. Baba would think that how will I do such huge task? But the experiences that he was going through visions during that time, those visions were giving Brahma Baba inspiration, as if Baba felt that I had done this in the past cycle and I'll be able to do this. And at that point, Baba wrote a telegram to his business partner. You all know what he wrote in the telegram. He wrote in the telegram, Alf God Allah. A is Allah and B is the second partner. The partner got business, and A means self got Allah, and B, that is the business partner, got business. He did not go there physically. He had his business in Calcutta, New York. Everyone knows the story. Everyone knows how huge business Brahma Baba had. He had business with the kings, and he also had business with Queen Elizabeth, and he would also make necklaces to Queen Elizabeth. If you go to London now, in Tower of London, near the Parliament House, they show these diamonds. When you go around, you will see some diamonds that was gifted to Queen Elizabeth by Brahma Baba. During that time, Shiv Baba had clearly
दुनियावी जो भी पढ़ाइयां हैं या सेवाएं हैं वो तो हैं
In the world, there are different kinds of study, but according to the time, in the Kali Yuga, during this period, the character of the human, how it should be, how the life of the humans and the vision and the attitude of the humans, how it should be, all these are based on body consciousness now. Nobody is so conscious. Now we all have to start again to be soul conscious. And especially during those days when there was satsang in Om Mandali, they would recite Om. When they would recite Om, the ones who come to the satsang, whether it's brothers or sisters or children, they would get divine visions. So it started like this. And the important thing is, Baba made a trust during the time. In the trust, there were three mothers and five Kumaris, which had Mateshwari Saraswati too, who were all below, who were all 18 years of age. And whatever share Baba got from the business, the whole of this Baba dedicated to the trust. He never had a thought of sharing it to his children, nor putting it somewhere else. He had only one thought. When I got God Himself as mine, when God has become mine and He has come in front of me, and when I am getting the direct Srimad of God Himself, and when He says that I have to become an instrument, then I should not think of anything else apart from His direction. So He did not think anything else. But he was a family man. He had two daughters, one son who was married. He did not even care for them. If they want, they can come to Om Mandali and stay there. Initially, they stayed in Om Mandali. But you all know that slowly, when the yagya was established in a proper manner on 18th January, trust was opened during that time, 18th January.
अपने हाथ से लाल पेंसिल से पत्र लिख करके ओम मंडली के चरणों में दिया.
And he wrote a letter in red pen and gave the will to the trust that I dedicate my body, mind and wealth to the trust.
वो बन गया, निमित्त बन गया.
So he became an instrument. And by seeing Baba, many family Many brothers and sisters who got the vision, they also got the vision of Sri Krishna. When you listen to the story during that time, what will happen when someone gets a vision of Sri Krishna? They would take Sri Krishna and put Sri Krishna on the lap. There was vision along with that.
Shiv Baba jaise murli ke liye likhat likhwate the.
Baba would write the murlis.
Mateshwari Saraswati padh karke.
And those written version, Mateshwari Saraswati would read out those murlis. So it started like that. So the topic of today is being an instrument.
So Baba,
so Baba became an instrument. So you will think that how to be an instrument and be humble. So see practically Baba's life, Brahma Baba's personality during that time.
Calcutta mein business ke time par
that everyone knows
him. Raja mante the.
In Calcutta, everyone used
Baba
to consider him
a
king because his personality was like that. You can see his old photographs, how he sat on the chair with the suit. And later, when there was transformation inside him, Baba would say,
Markin ka kurta aur malmal ki dhoti,
that he would wear Markin's kurta and dhoti.
Ye unhone apna liya apne jeevan.
He accepted these clothes
apne paas
only.
Koi bank mein paisa rakhe,
he didn't have any kind of bank balance with him.
Se wo kuch nahin kiya.
He didn't have anything with him.
Jo trust banaya,
trust that was made
trust
of age, trust that was made on
18
January
1937,
when Om Mandali
started,
which later name was changed to Prajapita Brahma Kumari Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya.
There
were 350 members. There
were
elder mothers, there were kumaris. You all know our daddies, Adi Prakashmani Dadi. She was also going to school during the time. And Mateshwari Saraswati. She completed her 10th grade matriculation. Gulzar Dadi, how old was she? Do you all know? She was just 9 years. 8 year old, 9 years old.
Dadi Chandramani, 15-16
years. Dadi Chandramani was 15-16 years. During the time. And other dadis were also very young during the time.
Lekin,
but
Baba ne Baba ki Shri Mat par us baat ko uthaya jis baat ke liye
Baba followed Baba Shri Mat and took the task of taking Yajna forward. There were different kinds of education that was available. Even people are taught scriptures and Sanskrit, but nobody teaches how to live a life. So inside that spiritual life, how to lead a spiritual life, nobody taught. So Baba has made this into four subjects, that is, knowledge, yoga, imbibing divine virtues and spiritual service. So, main, there are four subjects, but if you Sakar Murlis or Avyakt Murlis, Baba has expanded this knowledge into a wider level. And Baba had this thought that in the path of devotion, people would go for a day in a week to the Gurudwaras, to the mosques. They just go once in a week for some time, and they will be in that environment for a little time, and throughout the week, they get engaged in their laukik activities. But the knowledge of the soul which was given by Supreme Soul and the knowledge of the Supreme Soul himself was given, how one should remember the Supreme Soul, nobody in the world taught knowledge. Others would definitely praise God and they would praise their gurus or religious person, but nobody taught who God is and give his real identity. In Gita, there are 18 chapters. There are lot of knowledge in Gita too, but how should we apply that practically? Baba has turned this in the form of education. A few days back in Murli, you must have listened to Murli and read in Murli that in the world, there is only one spiritual university in the world. The different universities in the world for different subjects to teach different types of knowledge, but to teach the godly knowledge and the knowledge of easy Raj Yoga and imbibing divine virtues, nobody in the world has this kind of teaching. It's a wonderful thing that throughout the world, which is the biggest university in the world? It is Prajapita Brahma Kumaris Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya. And in such a university where morning you listen to the knowledge in the form of Murli, it goes throughout the world, every single place. Even though it's locked down now, people are listening to it online. Very few people go to center, but it's just for a matter of time, then everything will be all right and centers will continue as it was before. But Baba has done a lot practically. Talking about Sakar Baba, Sakar Baba always, see in Murli, what's the word that is said towards the end? Sweetest. Sweetest, long lost and now found children, Bap Dada's remembrance and namaste. So Baba is so humble. Initially we never would reply to Baba. But nowadays people start to give namaste back to Baba. So this godly knowledge, nobody else other than Supreme Soul can give this knowledge. And who is taking this knowledge? First, Sakar Brahma takes this knowledge. What's the difference between the ears and the mouth, because Shiv Baba inside Brahma Baba, first Brahma Baba listens to the Gyan. So Brahma Baba would say that as you are student, Brahma Baba is also student. And Baba also would do service. And especially, this thing inspires us and would motivate us, those who have lived with Baba. Whether it's Aarti Ben or other elder sisters or elder brothers, Om Prakash Bhai, who Jagdish Bhai, who were Ramesh Bhai, who were Mahinder Bhai, whoever were there with Baba during the time. They would listen in front of Baba and they would meet Baba and they would see practically how Baba led a very simple life but was constantly in tapasya. That's the main thing. Baba has seen all kinds of materialistic things and even in the path of devotion, he also very strict in following the rules and regulations of religion. Everyone knows this, that before starting a day in business, he always would recite version from Gita and then start a day. You have seen practically, Shiv Baba has started this godly service. How many years Baba was there in Sakar? Not even one day he did not miss Murli. And when he became avyakt, after being avyakt, how many more murlis, avyakt murlis, did Baba give us for almost 50 years? But whoever came in contact, almost 48 years, but whoever came in contact with Baba, whether it's new or old, and whoever meets Baba, Baba never said that this is new child. No. Baba always said that this is the child from the previous cycle. Baba would see every child with this vision. And if you see, take the murli of today or any day, Baba had this deep good wishes to make the children so elevated. But Baba also would say the truth that everyone receives the status based on the effort. But Baba really wants his children to be elevated, very wise and very great. So, with Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, and Shiv Baba along with Brahma Baba, what we say as Bab Dada. So, Bab Dada keeps us children in his eyes and would keep us in his heart throne. And they wish that my every children goes even beyond me. Have you heard this line? Who said this? Shiv Baba said this. In Satyug, you children will rule the kingdom, but Shiv Baba won't go to the kingdom. Shiv Baba would go to Parindam. And in chit-chat, one sister from foreign wrote a letter to Baba. It was many years back. Baba, when we are in Satyug and when we are in the throne, please do come near me and sit on the throne. So imagine what would have Baba given the answer. It was during Avyakt Bhavata. It was Dada was meeting everyone, Madhuban. Meditation hall. So Baba said, reply to the child that Baba accept invitation, but when you go to Golden Age or Satyug, just write a letter there inviting Baba. Definitely Baba would come and sit in the throne. That what I'm trying to say is, Baba had one thought deep inside in the mind that every child should be capable, should be pure, should be great. And for 21 births should be double crowned. Nobody will get such a thought in the world. After saying all this, Baba will say only this much, that I am your most obedient servant, Father, that I always am on your service. So the topic that you've given is, I want to keep Baba's practical life. Baba did this practically. Being an instrument, Baba was an instrument. He showed that practically in his life. Never once did he show that I have started yoga, that I am responsible. Never, not even once did he have this feeling. Baba made me an instrument to start this. He always had this thought. And he established this yoga for children. So children are the masters of yoga. You can see in practically that the biggest revolutionary act that Baba has done, everyone knows, throughout the world, how many temples, gurudwars, mosques are there, churches are there, or different religious places are there. Who will be the owner or master of that place? Who takes care of that place? Brothers or men take care of such places throughout the world. And just imagine who takes care of all Baba's place. Brothers helps sisters, and sisters takes care of Yagya in every place. Baba made, whom did Baba make the instrument? Baba says many times that you transform or reform every brother, then one will change. If you reform one sister, this would make others deities too. You are doing this too. You are all transforming others to deities and teaching others how to become that. true, Baba, similarly. So this thing is coming in my mind, that we should keep Baba's practical life in front of us, and how Baba became an instrument and dedicated everything to Yajna, and he gave us life. He dedicated his body and wealth and gave birth to us, gave us new life. There are many families here, and the consequences of which is how many centers are there throughout the world. In India, there are almost 8 to 10,000. In the world, there might be, in abroad, there might be more than 1,000 centers. It's spread over countries. So, thinking about how Baba became an instrument,
अनुभव की बात है कभी कभी हम बाबा के बैठ के
when at times we sit in Baba's carpet and then we would make a chit chat and we have this thought that we should change our leg position and touch the feet, but Baba won't let that happen. Baba says that do not touch my feet. There are different gurus in the world, and everyone touches the feet. But Baba is so, so humble. Never
he
did he wear a ring in the fingers? Sisters would bring the ring, but to make them happy, he would just wear it for a second and then dedicate it to Yajna immediately, give it to Ishudadeji to put in the Yajna. Nor did he wear any kind of necklace or chain. Nor did he wear any kind of tilak on forehead. Such a simple life he had. It's not like he had this simple living and high thinking. The greatest example in the world is Prema Baba. Some people would wear powders, but Baba did not do any such thing. And he would take care of his children very much. I would like to share one experience. Everyone knows Didi Manmohini. Must have heard his name, her name. Baba was sending Didi Manmohini to Jaipur. She had to see a new building for center. I reached to Madhuban from Mumbai in the morning. So Baba told me, Didi is going to Jaipur. Child, you also go with her and give the report. So I said, okay. I went with Didi to Jaipur. What happened is, nowadays you can see a lot of vehicles all around. During those days, we didn't have any car in Madhuban. We had to come and go through bus. In the bus, Didi had this vomiting sensation.
डॉक्टर, उनके डॉक्टर ने उनको दवाई दी, ठीक हो गए.
एंड डॉक्टर गेव द मेडिसिन एंड शी बिकेम ऑल राइट.
तो क्या हुआ कि नीचे आए और दीदी की तबीयत ठीक नहीं थी.
When we came downhill, Didi's health was not good. There was Buri Dadi during the time. Does anyone know Buri Dadi? Very few.
Buri Dadi unko doctor ke paas le gayi.
Buri Dadi took her to the doctor.
Injection diya aur theek.
And gave her injection, and she became all right.
Train mein baith kar ke.
And we sat in the train and went to Jaipur.
Taiyar ho ke didi class mein milne ke liye gayi.
And early morning, she went to class.
Phone aaya Madhuban se.
And I got a call from Madhuban.
Baba ne yaad kiya Nirvair ko bulao.
Baba said to call Nirvair.
Phone par gaya.
I received that call.
Baba ne phone par pucha,
Baba asked, how are you, child? How is Didi? I said, she's all right, she's taking class. So he asked, what happened yesterday? So I wondered what happened yesterday. I said, her health was not good. So I said that so and so thing happened. Just see how much care he has towards children. So he asked me, didn't you even think once to inform me, just once? I was very young during that time. I said, sorry Baba, I will keep this in mind. I won't repeat it. So Baba had so much care for serviceable children, so much care for every child, wherever they are, Baba would make some or the other instrument and take care of children. Personally, even I have a lot of experience. Why, once I was in hospital in Mumbai during my Navy days, I had some small operation of the nose, and Baba came to Mumbai during that time. Just imagine Sarkar Baba coming to Mumbai and we're not able to meet him. I called him and said, Baba, you have come to Mumbai and I'm in hospital. You are just near the hospital. Can't you just come for some time to the hospital? Baba said, okay, let me see. I will ask Ramesh. Because Ramesh Bhai had vehicle and his office was in the Kulaba side. And in the evening, I got a call that Baba, Sarkar Baba, will come to meet you in the hospital at 6 p.m. So Baba came and met me. During that time, the meeting Baba is different. We gave hug. I gave hug to Baba. Baba gave me toli and started the conversation. So Baba's has sustained so much. There are a lot of experience. If Baba comes to know someone's ill, if it's Baba's special child, serviceable child, Shildadi would say, Baba, this mother who does a lot of service in the center is not able to come because she is ill. Baba would go and meet the simple mother of the center. And Baba would say, child, you will become all right. And her health would improve gradually. In Bombay Ped Road, at last when Baba went to Mumbai,
sixth floor से नीचे
बाबा from
lift से आकर के उसको कार में बैठ के गले लगा करके
from sixth floor Baba came down and hugged and said to brother that nothing will happen to you, everything will be all right. He had heart issue, but Baba said that you'll be all right, and after that he became all right, lived for more than 20 years and left the body at 100 years. We have seen practically Baba had so much love and gave so much sustenance in the form of love to us. If you look at today, we don't want anything else. We all listen to knowledge and we become happy by listening to knowledge. When we listen to the points that we have to imbibe, we'll just decide we have to do it just now, today. And in practical life too, Baba had so much humbleness, so much sustenance to give to others. Nowadays, we expect from others. Those who come to the centers, that's different. People outside also say these days that Brahma Kumari sisters come to home and then give your blessing hand on the child, give some words of knowledge to us. So this is happening practically now. Baba's example was so humble.
आप सोचो कौन थे?
Just imagine who was he? He was the chariot of Supreme Soul himself. Nobody else in the world becomes Brahma. He was so humble. And
हमेशा निमित्त बनके
he also had this in mind that he was an instrument and he constantly gave sustenance to others. He had this constant enthusiasm that these children of mine should be capable to become double crowned deities. When child celebrates his birthday, we decorate the child, wear new clothes. So Baba, wants we children that we prepare ourselves for the future. That's why you all have come here, right? Okay. Om Shanti. If you want to ask something, you can. Acha. Om Shanti.
Thank you.
तेरी पास।